Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, August the 7th. I think I may have mentioned yesterday that over the next 7 days or so, we're going to be in 100-degree territory just about every day in the afternoon. So as I speak to you, middle of the afternoon here, Texas time, it's in the high 90s, and it's going to be 93 at 9 o'clock tonight. So if you want to get an idea of how hot this is going to be, just think about that. 93, did I say 93? Yes, 93 at 9 o'clock tonight. I think you better have a swimming pool because that's where you'll want to be at 9 o'clock tonight if you can get your hands in a swimming pool, whether it's your own or a friend's swimming pool, whatever it may be. Well, today we're going to talk about two big stories today. Of course, President Trump in Ohio, and right now as I speak to you, he's landing in Texas. And, you know, we're seeing the best and the worst, it seems to me, at times like this, the best and the worst of people. And I'll get into that in a minute. But there's a big story overnight that Congressman Joaquin Castro, he represents a district in the San Antonio area. His brother Julian is running for president. His brother Julian, the one running for president, had worked for President Obama as Secretary of HUD. He had been the mayor of San Antonio sometime in the past. To my knowledge, Joaquin Castro has always been in the House. I don't think he's done or he's been in another position. But anyway, in one of the most incredible acts of political craziness that I've seen in quite some time, maybe the worst I've ever seen, Representative Castro decided yesterday afternoon or yesterday evening to release the names of, I think it's like 45 or 50 people in his district who have made maximum donations to the campaign of President Trump at the time, Donald Trump, who was running for president. And he has released their names and the amounts, I guess, that they contributed. He's released their names and gone public with it, the idea being that he wants people to know who in San Antonio is funding the campaign of hate, as he likes to call it. And, of course, now you have this situation where people out there who donated to the campaign, their names are now circulating. And these people now are, in a sense, targets for so much, not just for mockery, as we're seeing in the print, but also potentially an attack. I mean, you find out where these people live, you show up at their house, you do a little rally. Well, that is completely unthinkable, what Mr. Castro did. And I just wish there was some way. And, you know, I was listening to Mark Davis this morning here locally in Dallas, and Mark was saying that maybe there can be censure of this man or what he did. I don't know if that's possible because the Democrats have a majority, and I don't think the Democrats are going to punish somebody who did something against Trump. I guarantee you that if this had been done against President Obama, the Democrats would have been screaming. But you know, that's the way politics goes, I guess. But I wish there was something that could be done against this kind of irresponsible behavior. Because you're not just putting these names out there. You're putting the lives of these people at risk. And that's the part that I think has to be understood because, you know, you've got some crazy nuts. Look, you've got people showing up at restaurants and harassing Ted Cruz and his wife. You've got people showing up at the majority leader's home, you know, Mr. McConnell, and they show up at his home and they're harassing him and his wife. And you're seeing a lot of this going on. Yet Senator Cruz the other day was met at the airport by a bunch of people harassing him. So, you know, you have a situation right now where the tensions in the country are pretty rough. And, you know, it's one thing when you're an elected official like Senator Cruz. I'm not defending, you know, harassing him at a restaurant or like they did with the lady who was President Trump's press secretary. Sanders, I can't quite think of her name right now. I mean, it's one thing when you're a public figure. Not that you should have this, but at least when you're a public figure, you put yourself out there every day, a senator or whatever, and you're out there and everybody knows who you are and everybody knows you work for Trump. But these are private citizens who are doing their constitutional duty or constitutionally protected activity of contributing to a campaign. And for them to all of a sudden have their names thrown around in the newspaper that they voted or donated to the evil Trump, I just find that so unacceptable. And I just wish, you know, what is really lacking in the country right now is a Democrat who stands up and says, folks, you got to end this stuff. You know, you cannot continue to do this to the party and in the name of or in the name of the Trump resistance, do stuff like this. There has to be a Democrat out there who stands up and says, stop it. Now, a lot of us honestly thought that it was going to be Joe Biden. You know, we thought that Joe Biden was going to be the one who was going to show up and kind of say, hey, folks, you know, we got to cut this out and we got to start acting like adults. But Joe Biden, I think, is falling into the trap because right now, the way it is in the Democrat Party right now is that you have two choices. You're either with the resistance or you're not. And if you're not with the resistance, it's very likely that you're going to get a primary in the House if you're running for the House, or for that matter, in the Senate, if you're running in the Senate as well. So shame on Representative Castro of San Antonio. By the way, there is a funny PS to the story. Apparently, one of the names that he released happens to be a person who donated to his campaign, meaning to Mr. Castro's campaign. So I have a feeling that Mr. Castro is going to have to make a very difficult phone call today explaining to one of his big-time donors why he put his name out there as a Trump supporter. But you know, again, my feeling is that this is unthinkable. This is not something that we should be doing in our politics. And if our politics has gotten this crazy, something is deeply wrong with our politics when it gets this crazy. I want to say also something that I think this is a great opportunity for President Trump, and I have a post coming out about this tomorrow. This is a great opportunity for President Trump to say, you know what? I'm just going to publish a list of every single Democrat that I donated to. And not only am I going to publish the list, but I'm going to show you the letter that they sent to me telling me what an amazing human being I was for donating to their campaign. I would love to see the White House fight right back in that fashion. And I also would like to see some Democrats release their donors and see how happy they feel about that. But what a shameful thing to do by Mr. Castro. And I think it's going to backfire because I think people can see that this is not clean. This is hitting under the belt, and this is not a clean action. And somehow, we've got to clean up ourselves. We cannot have politics like this. How in the world, I don't know what it's going to be like on Election Day. I mean, no matter who wins. I mean, I think President Trump is going to be reelected, but let's say he's not. Let's say one of these Democrats is elected by a very small margin. How are they going to govern? How is this country going to come together? I mean, it's going to be madness for the next 4 years. And somehow, the affairs of the country are not going to be addressed, which is the worst part. The affairs of the country are just going to sit there doing nothing. And that is simply wrong. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on this very, very warm afternoon here in North Texas. You know, on this day in history, 1960, and this is a story that some of the Cubans in the audience may remember, But it was on this day in 1960, August the 7th, 1960, that Fidel Castro basically reacted. The Catholic Church in Cuba had criticized Castro and the communist direction of his regime. And Castro reacted by banning all religious television and radio broadcasts in Cuba. And from that day forward, there were no more religious broadcasts in Cuba, whether it was radio or TV. Now, of course, the majority of that stuff in Cuba was Catholic, and he banned it all. And then shortly after that, the next year, he closed all of the Catholic schools. So it all started on this day as he was reacting. Castro was reacting to the attacks by the Catholic Church, basically saying that, hey, you didn't tell us you were a communist when you came to power. You didn't tell us any of that. Well, Castro didn't like being reminded of that, and he decided to go after the broadcast, the radio and the television, ending what had been a long history of Catholic radio and TV in Cuba, particularly radio at that time. TV, not as much, although Cuba did have a very well-developed television system. But, again, 1960, radio was still more dominant in terms of getting news and information out to people. Well, President Trump was in Ohio this morning, and he's now in Texas as we speak. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. But I actually think that, he's doing the right thing by traveling to these two places, Dayton and El Paso. And I also think that the Democrats are making a big mistake in so many of them holding protests and all of that. Look, I've always said that some of the things that President Trump does and some of the style at times could be disturbing. But so is the other side. I mean, we talk a great deal about Trump talking, but, it's hilarious for me to hear Beto O'Rourke talking about the language of the president when his own language has been extremely provocative and at times irresponsible. I mean, when he's, directly accusing President Trump of that shooting in El Paso, I mean, how irresponsible is that? And then, this morning I caught over lunchtime a little bit of that press conference in Dayton between the mayor of Dayton, a lady mayor there, and Senator Brown of Ohio. And again, Senator Brown is talking about Obamacare, and he's talking about how the president wants to cut Obamacare when, in fact, the president hasn't cut Obamacare. The reason Obamacare is a mess is because nobody can pay the premiums. That's the problem with Obamacare. Nobody can pay the premiums. You can go to the Obamacare website and buy a policy, but nobody does because nobody can afford the premiums. When you're paying $500 a month, and then you've got a deductible of $4,000 or whatever, and a coinsurance of, basically you're spending. I was talking to a young man recently, he and his family, and he was showing me the numbers. I mean, he's going to be basically paying about $800 of premiums every month. So let's say he's going to be paying $9,000 of premiums a year. He's got a $4,000 to $6,000 deductible, something like that. And then on top of that, his coinsurance, he says, I'm going to have to spend about $18,000 to $20,000 before I see a dime from Obamacare. What's the point of buying Obamacare? I'll just stay uninsured, and if I have a problem, I'll try to cut a deal with the hospital, do whatever I have to do. But I don't know what Obamacare has to do with these mass shootings, but I guess the Democrats are always for distracting. But I think it's good for everybody to tone down, including the Democrats. I think it's time for the Democrats to realize that they're also engaging in pretty irresponsible language. And when you're saying things about President Trump, like we're hearing, like Beto O'Rourke is saying, with this thing today with Castro releasing that donor information, when you're doing stuff like that, you have to expect President Trump to fight back. You have to expect President Trump to defend himself. But when he does, everybody's talking about his reaction, but nobody's asking the Democrats about what they say. I just don't think this is good for the country. I think, in fact, this is really bad for the country. And I just would like to see everybody just kind of calm down a little bit and try to work out our problems, because otherwise, I don't know that we'll ever be able to get anything done. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.